Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, hold on to your hats, folks. We're diving deep into the world of AI, specifically Google's Gemini 2.0. This thing is shaking up the scene.
Gemini, huh? Didn't Google kind of stumble a bit with their previous AI endeavors? I'm a bit skeptical, but color me intrigued.
Skepticism is healthy, but trust me, Gemini 2.0 is a different beast. It's not just another Me Too AI. This thing is tackling real-world problems. Think processing mountains of PDFs, like thousands of pages, at a fraction of the cost of other LLMs. Unbelievable.
Okay, you've piqued my interest. Cost-effective and efficient, but how does it stack up against the big boys like OpenAI and DeepSeek?
That's where it gets interesting. While it might not be the absolute top performer in every benchmark, those math whizzes still have the edge. It's holding its own and even winning in some crucial areas, like the LM Arena benchmark. It's like a dark horse suddenly sprinting ahead.
LM Arena? Is that like the AI equivalent of a taste test?
Pretty much. It's where users blindly test different LLMs and rank them. And Gemini 2.0 is coming out on top, which honestly is a huge win for Google. It shows they're not just playing catch-up anymore.
But what about for us coders? Does it finally mean the end of endless debugging nightmares?
Well, not quite. While it might not be the ultimate coding companion, DeepSeek and Sonnet seem to have the edge there. Gemini 2.0 is no slouch. And let's not forget its massive context window, up to 2 million tokens. That's like feeding it an entire library.
2 million? Wow, that's a lot of tokens, but who needs that much context?
Think about it. Huge datasets, complex code bases, maybe even writing the next epic fantasy novel. The possibilities are kind of mind-blowing. Plus, the chatbot's natural language capabilities are seriously impressive. It's almost unsettlingly human-like.
Okay, you're starting to convince me. But what about the open source community? Is Google still keeping everything locked up tight?
Not entirely. While Gemini itself is proprietary, they recently open-sourced the Pebble Watch operating system. Okay, the Pebble is a bit of a blast from the past, but hey, it's a start.
Fair enough. So bottom line, is Gemini 2.0 worth the hype?
Absolutely. It's a major step forward for Google in the AI race. It's not perfect, but the cost-effectiveness, real-world applications, and that incredible context window make it a serious contender. And hey, who knows what future updates will bring?
I'm definitely keeping an eye on this one. Thanks for the insightful overview.
My pleasure. And that's it for today's episode, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.